This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 250 for Tuesday, February 2nd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were steady to lower Tuesday, with the market seeing some consolidation after yesterday's move higher. Canola's down 20 cents to $11.50. March down $11.50 at $704 per ton. New crop November down only $2.60 at $554.80. Chart-based selling was a feature amid ideas. Canola was looking overbought from a technical standpoint. However, the underlying fundamentals remain supportive, with tightening old crop supplies and the need to ration demand going forward still underpinning the market. Statistics Canada will release updated stocks data on Friday that will show Canadian canola supplies as of December 31st. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 10 cents in the March contract at $13.54 per bushel. As overnight losses in Chinese futures and weakness in Malaysian palm oil weighed on prices. The latest weather forecasts out of South America call for drier weather in Brazil over the next 10 days. That should allow farmers there to make some harvest progress. U.S. soybean crushers processed nearly 194 million bushels of soybeans in December. That was a new record for the month, but in line with expectations. Corn futures are lower on the day. The March contract down 6 cents at $5.43 per bushel. The USDA announced flash export sales of 115,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning for delivery during the current marketing year. While that sale was a bit supportive, the lack of any fresh business to China that has made large purchases over the past couple weeks accounted for some of today's weakness. Losses in wheat also spilled over to corn. Wheat down across the board. Chicago, 6 cents lower in the March contract at $6.45 per bushel. Kansas City also down 6 cents in March at $6.19 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat lagging to the downside, down a penny in March at $6.22 per bushel. Forecasts calling for more precipitation across the U.S. plains over the next week accounted for some of the selling in wheat, as that moisture should alleviate dryness concerns in the region. Egypt bought nearly 500,000 tons of wheat in its latest tender, but the U.S. missed out on the business. Russia accounted for 120,000 tons of the Egyptian purchases, but looming export restrictions out of Russia could open the door for more U.S. sales going forward. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.